good, y'all? It's your boy CMJ, and I'm back with this edition of Total Fandom Fantasy Postseason Synopsis. This time we got Looney Tunes on tap. And you know what? So, you know, let me just jump right into it. Like, Looney Tunes, owned by Marcellus, having another fine season. Another really good season. Honestly, there isn't a lot of praise that I can give Marcellus for being consistent, you know? Like, it's been this way since Looney Tunes has been introduced into the league. You know, they started out in the CFL East. I think the first season they went 9-6, then they went 10-5, then they went 9-6, and then 10-5 again. So they've never had a record worse than 9-6, 9-5, something like that. And have never scored below 1,690 points in the season, including this season, where they scored 1,690 points again. Now, Looney Tunes has peaked around 1859, about last year. So that was a peak, but they, like, generally between 1690 and 1859. In fact, I think the only two in the four seasons we've had, Looney Tunes has posted 1690 twice and then posted in the 1800s twice. So, consistently high scoring team, consistent with the roster construction, which I'll get into that a little bit. But let me just run down some news and some notes that I have for Looney Tunes here. Because it was actually a crazy season. So coming into the season, following the draft, because we do, you know, we're a redraft league. We're a 16-team redraft league. And Looney Tunes usually picks in the back half of the draft because Looney Tunes is a team that doesn't miss the playoffs. They've made the playoffs in each of the first four seasons of their existence, including this year, which is a feat only accomplished by one other team. So they still have their playoff streak going. But anyway, we're going into this season, and I do post-draft preseason power rankings, and I believe I projected Looney Tunes 6 wins, and that's definitely not making the playoffs. So I projected this team to miss the playoffs for the first time. And then, so there's 2 weeks between the draft and when the season starts for our league, and a week after I went ahead and posted odds for each team to win their respective division, and Looney Tunes came out at the top of the North. So it was very contradicting to come out of the draft and project this team to only get 6 wins and then give them the best shot to win the North. But I did that because coming into the season, I mean, Looney Tunes boast the third highest regular season winning percentage at 64%. I mean, historically, yeah, here it is, 28-16. 28-16 record coming into the season overall over the first 3 seasons. So, like, they have a history of being consistently, you know, one of the better teams in the league. It's just immediately following the draft, it just didn't appear as if this team was built for the postseason. Like, and I'll get into that. In fact, so the projected odds to win the division were really us or me giving Looney Tunes the benefit of the doubt. Because you got to play out the season. Excuse me. You have to see how the season goes, you know. I mean, like, we could project you to do one thing, but you could do something totally different. And, you know, over the course of the season, we saw how that unfolded. And, in fact, let me just get right into it because it'll be easier for me to explain it that way. Looney Tunes started the season 2-0. First win was against Goat Gang. Second win was against Team Arrow. It's nice, solid performances. But this team, the roster going into week one, I got you right here. Justin Herbert, Ezekiel Elliott, Jahmyr Gibbs, Brandon Cooks, Garrett Wilson, TJ Hockenson, JSN, you know, Jaxon Smith-Njigba. And then let me just get into this real quick. So we all know Justin Herbert going into week one, he was supposed to be like a top 5 guy. Ezekiel Elliott, we knew he wasn't going to get any burn. Jahmyr Gibbs, we were like, anybody who drafted Gibbs was hoping he was going to get that immediate work week one. That didn't happen. Brandon Cooks wasn't a thing in week one. Garrett Wilson, had 14 points in week one, but after Aaron Rodgers went down, any hope for Garrett Wilson having a top 10 finish as a wide receiver this year was out the window. TJ Hawkinson, he was good. But that was basically a pillar for this team going into week one. And then Jaxon Smith-Njigba, also a prayer going into week one. Devon Achane wasn't a thing yet. And then the rest of this roster, Ty Chandler, Kenneth Gainwell, Tajay Spears, Jaylen Warren. Like, maybe Jaylen Warren was a thing because there was a lot of offseason hype with Jaylen Warren. But as far as reliability confidently putting these guys in your starting lineup, like, there was barely anybody on this roster that you're like, okay, yeah, I'm putting you in. It was just Herbert, Garrett Wilson, and TJ Hawkinson, and Jahmyr Gibbs, because, I mean, honestly, like, I planned on drafting Jahmyr Gibbs high, and he was taken right before I could take him, so, like, I would have started Jahmyr Gibbs too, even though he had 8 points in week one. So, like, yeah, this roster really was not looking like it was going to the playoffs, even if they did rattle off 2 wins to start the season. So, I start with the first 2 weeks, because week two, Looney Tunes traded Garrett Wilson to T. Higgins. I mean, Garrett Wilson to that boy Hurts for T. Higgins. And, you know, in hindsight, this trade, you know, it's not really that good. But at the time, this trade was approved by the council. And me personally, I'm thinking to myself, what could Marcellus do with acquiring T. Higgins for Garrett Wilson? I wonder. Like, I wonder what that'll get you. Like, I really do. And I've never really been high on T. Higgins, but I guess at the time, you know, Garrett Wilson's value did drop because of the Aaron Rodgers injury, and T. Higgins was still playing with Joe Burrow. So there was that. But so that happened in week two. And then, unfortunately, for some reason, Looney Tunes couldn't really get a grip on any consistency between weeks 3 and 5. There was the loss to The Chosen, the loss to Hard Steel, and the loss to Never Lose. All three very impactful divisional matchups that this team lost very early in the season. Really, because there were no superstar pillars at wide receiver and running back. You know, I go back and look at week 3 against The Chosen, where Kenneth Gainwell had 5, Jahmyr Gibbs had 9, T. Higgins had 4, Jaxon Smith-Njigba had 2. All these guys were in the starting lineup. Jaylen Warren had 8, and nobody knew Devon Achane was going to have 51 points. So he was riding the bench that week, and that definitely would have won the game. But So there, like, I now, of course, looking at hindsight, or even in that moment, you're like, okay, Garrett Wilson for T. Higgins, you know, with T. Higgins' inconsistencies in previous years, you know, maybe he was a dart throw. He was a dart throw. Maybe he could work out because he was still playing with Joe Burrow in an offense that was supposed to be very highly touted to move the ball. But the following week, Looney Tunes goes ahead and starts Devon Achane as their RB2. Which is obviously the best move that they could have done, because Devon Achane played in an offense that was going to feature running the ball. I mean, we all know about the Dolphins and Mike McDaniel. He comes from the Kyle Shanahan tree and how they like to scheme their best players into the best positions possible. So, you know, I won't even go into all of that. But Devon Achane, even though in the week 4 lost to Hart Steele, Devon Achane became a pillar in this offense and really became the RB1, because Jahmyr Gibbs really didn't get going until halfway through the season. He really did. I feel for Marcellus. It's really funny for me to say that, because I don't feel for anybody, but I actually felt for Marcellus for the first, like, 6 weeks of the season, 7 weeks, because I definitely planned on drafting Jahmyr Gibbs in that second round, and I'm kind of glad I didn't. It was really stressful to be worried about that all year. David Montgomery, and, you know, like, don't get me wrong, I wanted Gibbs because of the offensive line and the pass catching ability, but, you know, when you put a player like that, or a player like Bijan Robinson, in the hands of head coaches, guys who really aren't that creative offensively, like, let's be real, either that, or they don't have the talent at quarterback to make you feel good about the running back situation. Like, let's be real. Like, this is a side note, but the running back has to be a transcendent talent to overcome some bad quarterback, man. Like, it got to be like a CMC, Saquon Barkley, their rookie year, to come in and transcend bad quarterback play. You know, Desmond Ritter and whoever was, I think Taylor Heineke was the other quarterback in Atlanta. Like, yeah, Baker Mayfield would have been way better there. And I know that I'm talking in hindsight, but there's a reason why I wanted Mike Evans going into this season. Like, Baker Mayfield wasn't a bum. Like, you could definitely put him in an offense that was, let me not go there. I'm so sorry. I just think that Baker in Atlanta would have been great. And Bijan would have flourished because Baker was check down Charlie this year. But anyway, let me get to it. That's why Rashad White was so good. But anyway, back to Looney Tunes. And the problem that their legit problem in the beginning of the season was that they didn't have a cornerstone at wide receiver. They had everything else that they needed. Quarterback, running backs, tight end. No cornerstone at wide receiver. And in this league, or in any league, really, you need at least one true wide receiver one to have any shot at scoring consistent points, you know, like highly on a consistent basis. So, you know, they go through weeks 3, 4, and 5, testing their luck with the Jahmyr Gibbs, Devon Achane, you know, Jalen Warren in the flex combination and whatnot. Weeks 3 and 4, and then they get to week 5, and right before the week 5 match, they traded for Chris Olave, and this honestly turned the season around. Like, or not turned the season around, but this definitely was a step in the direction that led Looney Tunes to a 10-5 season, because this team going into week 5 was 2-2. Even after this trade coming out of week 5 was 2-3, and just came off of 3 straight divisional losses. So you go into week 5, you acquire Chris Olave for Ezekiel Elliott, T. Higgins, and Kenneth Gainwell, mind you. So you dump off all of this fluff for a good cornerstone wide receiver one. I'll give Chris Olave that, because I'd put him on my team too to shore up the wide receiver room if I felt good about everything else. You get Chris Olave, you still lose in week 5 because you had to start Jalen Warren. Jahmyr Gibbs didn't play. So you have to start Jalen Warren, and you didn't know Rashee Rice is going to have 13. And honestly, you just got outscored. But anyway, you get out of week 5 with a loss. You're 2-3, came off of 3 straight divisional losses. And you got Chris Olave, but it's still not looking all that great. It's still not looking all that great for you. So you go into week six, against one of the high scoring teams in the league. That boy Hurts in week 6 have been consistently top 4 or 5 scoring team in the league. So you're already coming into that matchup not really favored to win. You had to start Justice Hill and Tyjae Spears because you still didn't have Jahmyr Gibbs, and Jalen Warren was on bye, and somehow you pulled that win off. Chris Olave did his thing. Josh Downs, he picked up off the wire, did his thing. T.J. Hockenson was consistently good this year, and then got hurt later in the year, but we'll get to that. And so weeks 6 through 10, this team just does 180, and wins 5 straight games. So you start the season 2-3, then you tail off 5 straight wins. You go to 5-3. Go to 7-3. Now you're sitting at 7-3 in the division going into week 11, where at this point, at least 2 of your other division mates are 7-3, and 1 is 6-4. But you still had 3 divisional losses. This is really what makes what Marcellus and Looney Tunes did this season really impressive, because, I mean, they really did it with guys we weren't expecting them to do it with. We weren't expecting Brandon Cooks to be a thing here or there. And Josh Downs, you picked them up off the wire, and then were able to flip him in week 7. I mean, week 7 was the trade that definitely sent this team over the top. Because after Looney Tunes went ahead and got Dalton Kincaid off the wire, they traded TJ Hawkinson, Jalen Warren, and Josh Downs for AJ Brown. Now, don't get me wrong. That's a lot of players at this time that are producing. Like TJ Hawkinson is a consistent producer. So, and Josh Downs came off the wire, was producing. So, I get the value that you're giving up for AJ Brown. I get that. And then Jalen Warren, throughout the whole year, I mean, everybody's like, hey, man, this is the guy that should be starting. He's the guy that's getting the pass catching work in Pittsburgh. And he looks better than Najee. So, like I could see how Marcellus sold all of that for AJ Brown. But then you just, and then you pair AJ Brown with Chris Olave, with Jahmyr Gibbs and Devon Achane. And then you still got Justin Herbert at this same time when you get to week 7. Excuse me. And then you got Dalton Kincaid, who's starting to pop. This is the middle of the season, so Dalton Kincaid is starting to pop. He's starting to really come into his own as an integral part of that passing offense in Buffalo. So you go ahead and get the wide receiver 4, basically, because that's what AJ Brown finished as this season, the wide receiver 4. You go ahead and get the wide receiver 4 for TJ Hawkinson, Jalen Warren, and Josh Downs. You got Chris Olave. Like I said, you got Jahmyr Gibbs, who ended up finishing the season as the running back 8. And also, like, didn't I said, Jahmyr Gibbs is starting to get it going in the middle of the year. Literally, this team caught fire in the middle of the season and really didn't cool off until the postseason. So Dalton Kincaid, like we said, was coming into his own. Rashee Rice was dropping 13 points here, 17 points in week 7. You know, Jahmyr Gibbs, AJ Brown, Justin Herbert. This team somehow, some way, after starting the season 2-3, not looking that good, ended up 7-3 after 10 weeks, legitimately winning 8 of their last 10 games. Just a masterclass, really. Like, you know, I, you know, I. What else do you say? I mean, you really like. It only took three trades. It took 3 trades for Marcellus to get this team on track. Mind you, Justin Herbert, as Jahmyr Gibbs and Dalton Kincaid are catching fire in the middle of the season, as Devon Achane is still like dropping 20 points here and there, like, you know, Justin Herbert's starting to fall off middle of the season. He started just starting to fall off, and I get it, he lost Mike Williams early, and Quentin Johnston wasn't, you know, didn't turn out to be the player that they thought they would be in the, like, you know, when drafting him in the first round. Like, I, Justin Herbert's descent was really costly. It was a little costly, because this team could have finished as a higher seed. Looney Tunes ends up coming in second place, finishing in second place in the North with a 10-win season, which just speaks to the competitiveness in the North this year. It's really good. This is the first time Looney Tunes, even though they scored 1,690 points, so almost 1,700 points, this is the first time that they ranked anywhere outside of the top 4 in scoring per game. This team also made the postseason with a 2-4 divisional record. And I think this is the only team to ever do that. I have to go back and look for, because I've never seen a team go 2-4 in the division and make the postseason as this was the 6th seed. So even if we didn't expand the playoffs to 7-8, like, this team would have still made the playoffs with a poor division record. it really just goes to show you, this team won every other game outside of the division. Had a couple breaks here and there with the divisions. They won in week 12 against the Chosen and week 9 against Never Lose, but the other 4 divisions, they got swept by Hard Steel. Definitely got to avenge that next year. But another good season. Like, still has a 64% winning percentage coming out of this season. And really impressive. This team wasn't able to get back to the Fantasy Super Bowl like last season. So definitely no back-to-back going on there. But definitely, still semifinal round exit to Montgomery Brawl is impressive. It's basically the equivalent of a conference finals or a conference championship appearance, which is I mean, honestly, it's par for the course at this point with Looney Tunes. I don't expect, unless this team comes out of the draft and it's just and it looks like this year when they came out of the draft, unless it looks like this year again, I just don't think we can project this team to miss the playoffs again moving forward, or at least not project 6 wins. We're not going to project 6 wins anymore, like maybe 8, 7. I just don't see it. This team, now we can legitimately start talking about like Looney Tunes and the GOAT gang, you know, echelon or the GOAT gang tier, because like the 64% winning percentage, which is third all time. The last 3 times that they played GOAT gang, they've won. One of those was in the Super Bowl, and they in two different divisional titles is impressive. There's only 2 teams in the league that have 2 different divisional titles. One is GOAT gang, one is Never Lose. So there's only so many things that they can get done, but they're still like they're still in that stratosphere. Like they're in their own stratosphere, but they're still in that upper echelon of teams. Like there's only been 4 seasons for Looney Tunes, you know, like GOAT gang have been in the league 6 years and I only have 2 rings. So like if Looney Tunes were to acquire another championship or even make another appearance, we can really start talking about, okay, Looney Tunes and GOAT gang, like who is the GOAT for real? Like who's the GOAT franchise for real? Especially if they win another one. So that it really goes without saying that there's still motivation for Marcellus and Looney Tunes to be a great team in this league, to be a great franchise, to there's still more to achieve. You know, like you still only have 2 divisional titles to GOAT gang's 4, and it's not about comparing, it's just about like the success, you know, like winning heals everything. And I believe as long as this team is consistently in the playoffs and consistently in the running to win a championship, then we're gonna see Marcellus and Looney Tunes in the fold every year, no matter how they come out of the draft. So like I said, really good year for Looney Tunes, really good year for Marcellus. I think this team could win another championship, because it's like over the last 4 seasons, we really only talk about a handful of teams. Literally, when we go into the postseason, we're talking GOAT gang, Looney Tunes, and whatever the third surprise team might be that year that is high in the ranking. Excuse me, high in the rankings. This year it was Andy Reid's mustache, 11-4, highest scoring team in the league. Last year it was Team Arrow, 12-3, really good record, didn't even make the Super Bowl. You know, it's always like a third or fourth team, but consistently it's been GOAT gang and Looney Tunes every year. So it's always those two, and now we can throw Montgomery Brawl in the hat. So now they're still three. Like it's really like what I'm saying is Looney Tunes is really competing against themselves and a couple of other teams every year. Like they're in that class. I believe that they believe that they're in that class. So do we expect another championship? I think so. I think we can expect another championship in the next, I'm gonna give it 3 years. I think we can see another Looney Tunes championship in 3 seasons. Sometime in that span. It's up to the Chosen, it's up to Never Lose, it's up to Hard Steel, you know, to maybe possibly put it into that, you know, to stop that from happening. But you know, I'm in the South, I'm gonna do my own thing and worry about what I got going on. Worry about all y'all when I get to the postseason. So but yeah, that's Looney Tunes. If I had to give them a grade for the season, it definitely would be an A. Like, you don't go 2-4 in the division and then make the postseason semifinal round conference championship. Like, you just don't do that. So nobody else can say that. That's another record that they can hold on to. So yeah, next up is Montgomery Brawl. So tap into that one, and I'll catch you on the next one. Peace out.